This is Bouncing Around on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Yes, Peter Bell's going to join us in just a moment. The great afternoon announcer and, of course, doubles out as an AFL expert here on 882 6PR. Steve Malaxis is with us as well. But in the meantime, we've got the West Coast Eagles assistant coach, Justin Longmuir. He's inside Domain Stadium and he's with 6PR Steve Allen.
Thanks very much, Pete. Justin, any late changes or is everything going to plan thus far?
No, everything's gone to plan. We had a few question marks over a couple earlier in the week in Shuey and Duggan, but they've come up fine. They trained fully yesterday, so all ready to go.
Any difference in the build-up given the boys' confidence or the understandably a bit down?
I'd be surprised if last week knocked them around. I think it's been more of an attitude of let's get out there and atone for last week more than losing confidence. So time will tell, but you know, our record at Subiaco has been really good and hopefully we can continue that tonight.
What sort of Dockers side do you expect to come up against? The attacking one, or do they revert back to a defensive style?
I think they would have been pretty happy with their attack last week. They scored over 100 points. They looked dangerous going inside 50, so we expect that. But we expect them to tighten up defensively and we expect them to come out red hot around the ball. So we need to match them early.
I'll pass you outside to Peter Vlahos, Peter Bell and Steve Malaxis.
Thanks for your time, Justin. Peter Vlahos here. We did have a panel show yesterday, and of course, during the week, Ross Lyon said, bring back the Biff. Now, he's very sarcastic with it all, but expect a bit of physicality tonight?
Oh, they're always physical games, Peter. And we've seen that over the last year that whichever team got off to the better start, whichever team won the footy and won contested ball got off to a really good start. So we expect no different tonight. They've got, you know, some elite on ballers that are hard at the footy, so we need to match them there early.
Justin, what are the things you need to do to improve your defensive capacities? Not just the defenders, but, you know, the all 18, because the opposition have kicked pretty high scores in the first two games.
Yeah, it's probably funny to say, but we need to use the ball better. The first 2 weeks we've turned the ball over in really poor areas. Last week against Hawthorn, we didn't use any. We weren't courageous with the footy. We took the easy options. We didn't use the numbers. We didn't run. We didn't share the ball around. We didn't bring our outside players into the game, and we just kept on kicking it back to Hawthorn backs. And we were constantly defending. So 30 inside 50s last week is a result of our poor ball movement. So if we can get that right, get some deep entries, we can defend behind them.
Very special day. A couple of milestones for the Eagles. Of course, we've spoken about Matt Prittis, his 200th. And, of course, Adam Simpson coaches his 50th West Coast Eagles match today. But more about the Brownlow medalist, Matt Prittis. Have you caught up with him and how is he feeling about this milestone? Because there'll be a lot of attention on him today.
Yeah, he's been as humble as ever during the week. He hasn't wanted to make it about himself. His mantra is all about the team and all about helping people around him become better. So ever since he came to the football club, he's set a tremendous example for everyone on the list, and that's been no different this week. So, you know, well-deserved milestone tonight.
He appeared that he didn't want any fuss. Of course, he turned down media requests during the course of the week, and normally there's a press conference when a milestone for an individual comes up like Matt Prittis. Is that just shows you that it's not about him, it's more about the team?
Yeah, it's always been like that with Pritter. He'd rather win than celebrate any milestone, and he'd rather team success. So, you know, he's always come across as a really humble person. We saw a video of him yesterday after main training, and he actually kicked a lot of goals in that video and actually carried on like a pork chop after a couple of those goals. So that humble thing went out the window a little bit.
Justin, only the one change at this stage anyhow from the team last week, so it indicates that some of the players who were pretty average last week, you might have thought they played better than what we did on the outside, or you're giving them a second chance. Which one is it?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of our players have built up a lot of trust over the last year, and I think as a match committee we thought that a lot of players deserved another opportunity to atone. Yeah, so we don't like to get reactive as a match committee over 1 week, so we've backed a lot of players in, we've given them another chance, and hopefully they can perform tonight.
Good on you, Justin. Thanks for joining us, mate, and good luck for the game that gets underway in just over an hour's time. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Justin Longmuir, West Coast Eagles assistant coach. Steve